Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain partly cloudy until rain and possible scattered thunderstorms move in from the west early in the evening. High temperatures for the day near 80 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms remain likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 57. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 85. And in the news for today, according to a report from this morning on the WPR News website, with abortions no longer taking place in Wisconsin, providers in neighboring states are preparing for an influx of out-of-state patients seeking abortion care after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on Friday. Wisconsin's 173-year-old abortion ban is now in effect, making abortions illegal unless the procedure is necessary to save a patient's life. Abortion remains legal in Illinois and Minnesota. While the procedure is still legal in Michigan, where it will stand there in the coming months is uncertain. Planned Parenthood of Illinois Action is expecting an influx of 20 to 30,000 or more people each year coming to the state in search of abortions from surrounding states, including Wisconsin. In the past several days, the organization has already helped patients from Wisconsin reschedule appointments in Illinois, including at a clinic in Waukegan, about a dozen miles from the Wisconsin border. The organization has been taking steps in recent years to expand staffing, provide telehealth access to abortion services, and invest in facilities like the Waukegan Clinic to meet demand. About 6,400 abortions took place in Wisconsin in 2020, according to the most recent state data. This information was shared with permission from the Wisconsin Public Radio online edition. In a related story in part from WisPolitics, three of the GOP candidates for governor vowed to remove any district attorneys who refused to prosecute violations of Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe. In the wake of Friday's Supreme Court ruling, Governor Tony Evers has vowed to grant clemency to anyone who violates the ban. Meanwhile, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call said he wouldn't use Department of Justice resources to prosecute crimes related to the ban, and the DAs in Dane and Milwaukee counties have said they won't enforce it. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.